Most weeks, around a half dozen new movies get released, and our critic Bob Mondello reviews the one he thinks will be most likely to interest public radio listeners. Some weeks he has a hard time picking the right movie. This week, it was a no-brainer.
Whoever thought you'd hear these words coming from a movie screen at the Cineplex?
Hello, everybody, on a Saturday night. Welcome to a live broadcast of A Prairie Home Companion.
And who'd have imagined that the guy who says them would seem so at home up there? Much of the appeal of radio is that it exercises your imagination, where the appeal of movies is that they do the imagining for you. In the case of A Prairie Home Companion, the movie, what screenwriter Garrison Keillor has imagined is what's going on backstage at the final broadcast of a fictional show that's more or less the one we know, sort of an alternate universe version, where Guy Noir is the security guy at the Fitzgerald Theater, which is about to be torn down by a nefarious Texas corporation to put up a parking lot.
You're going to say something about it. You're going to talk to the people, aren't you? Say thanks for listening or something. Yeah, you know.
I don't think so.
Why not? Say thank you.
That's Yolanda, half of Yolanda and Rhonda, a country music sister act. She has a bit of a history with the host, which keeps threatening to bleed from backstage to onstage.
And you know, that's why I think that our romance was so short, because I knew that when we broke up, you would not cry, so I got way over it.
Keillor's gotten way over to the mic.
Does that make sense to you?
No, not at all.
Bebop a rebop, frozen rhubarb pie and frozen rhubarb pie filling. Wouldn't this be a good time for a piece of rhubarb pie? Yes, one little thing can revive a gun, and that is a piece of rhubarb pie.
Meryl Streep and Lily Tomlin do their own singing as Yolanda and Rhonda, as do Woody Harrelson and John C. Reilly as Cowboy Cut-Ups Lefty and Dusty. Kevin Kline, looking like he just stepped out of 1938, is a wonderfully clueless Guy Noir, and director Robert Altman blends these Hollywood types with the real Prairie Home Companion gang, including the band and sound effects guy Tom Keith, who gets a nice moment in the spotlight. One of Altman's first jobs was in radio, and with his fondness for overlapping dialogue and meandering storyline, he's just the guy to be bringing these folks to the screen. He and Keillor have made sure that the dressing room chatter is just as wayward as the chatter on stage, whether it involves an angel of death who was once a Prairie Home Companion listener, or Yolanda and Rhonda talking about their sister Wanda, once arrested for stealing a donut.
It's on the news.
And her hair's like sticking out like this, and she's bawling, and Daddy sees it on the 10 o'clock newscast.
Because he was in the hospital with Mama. She's having her tubes tied after Johnny was born. Thank you.
Didn't need to know that.
Well?
Daddy sees Wanda getting arrested on TV for shoplifting.
Mm-hmm.
He has a major coronary occlusion.
Yeah. He just climbed up into the hospital
bed
with Mama, and he pulled the sheet up over his own face, and then the nurse came in, he was dead. What was it? You know?
He left a note, because Wanda got released from jail just for the funeral, and he said, Wanda, you broke my heart. Sign Daddy.
She did 30 days for one glazed donut.
A 59-cent donut.
Talk of mortality notwithstanding, this rambling, shambling movie is as light on its feet and as lively as the show it celebrates. I'm Bob Mondello.
I feel I'm falling. Honey, won't you take me in?
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.